Welcome to Curmudgeon's Corner. It is Sunday, July 22nd, 2012. I'm Sam Minter, and once again, Yvonne Bo is with us.
Hello.
I imagine very soon I'll, like, get here and you won't be here, because, yeah, you will have had to run off to do something.
Maybe. One of these weeks.
Getting very close.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Let's see. Depends when...
What day of the week? Yes.
Right.
Yeah. We'll see. But, anyway... we do have a show today. We've got three main topics. We've got the shooting in Colorado, and we'll talk a little bit about that and the aftermath and ramifications, etc. We've got election stuff. There have been some back and forths and, you know, more summer silliness, but we'll get into it. And then Syria. Things have been developing there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to talk about briefly, Yvonne, or you would just want to jump in?
I can't come up with anything that quick. Let's just jump.
Okay, what do you want to do first?
Let's go to the shooting first. I guess it's the big thing.
Yeah. So, obviously, guy came into a movie theater, midnight showing of the new Batman movie, shot a bunch of people, threw some tear gas in there. Then, I guess, total number of casualties was 71 in terms of killed or injured. And I guess the death toll, is it still at 12 now? There are a number of people in critical
condition.
As far
as I heard, it was still at 12. I haven't heard any, you know, update on that number.
Yeah, it's still at 12, but from my understanding, there are almost that many people still in critical condition at the hospital. So it could go up.
Right.
But, and then, you know, dozens of people wounded and injured in various ways. So, and they captured the guy alive. Apparently,
yep.
He went without resistance in the parking lot afterwards, and they checked out his apartment. It was all booby-trapped and such, so that if anybody had just walked into the door rather than taking all sorts of precautions, they would have been... killed or injured is what the authorities said at a news conference. So, you know, we have another whack job. I have some thoughts here, but Yvonne, you first.
I mean, one thing that confuses me about the whole thing, you know, it's just, you were mentioning, like, right now, for example, the guy goes, right, does this entire massive shooting, right?
Yeah.
And then just gives up.
Yeah.
I mean, it leads me to believe that the only reason this guy wanted to do this was just to be famous?
Maybe.
I mean, because I would have figured that if he was just trying to shoot and, like, go down a blaze of glory and, you know, he had all that body armor, I guess I figured he would have fucking, like, shot it out till death. But
yeah, that's sort of an important point, too. He was all dressed in body armor and such.
Right. The guy was in body armor from head to toe. I mean, this guy had, you know, like...
Bulletproof vest, helmet, the whole...
Helmet, neck protector, you know, even shields down his legs. It's just... I don't... It's just so bizarre that's what this guy... You know... Yeah, let me just go into a fucking theater and shoot everybody I could shoot. And then give up.
Well,
was that the fucking plan that this guy had? I mean, it seems like it because he fucking gave up.
It does seem like the plan. It seems like afterwards he calmly went to his car and he, like, sat on his car waiting to be arrested or something. I don't...
Yeah. So the other thing about this whole fucking thing is just that this guy spent a couple of months, apparently by mail order, by the way, accumulating a fucking arsenal. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
All apparently legally.
And I'm like, how does this not raise a red flag to anybody that some guy is just that never bought any weapons before, all of a sudden is just accumulating a motherfucking arsenal? Okay, all right. I, you know what? Everybody talks about the stupid Second Amendment. That's fine. Yes, you have the right to bear arms, but I'm sure that, you know what? You also have the right to go and fucking question a guy that all of a sudden accumulated these many weapons in a short amount of time, too. Like, what the fuck was he doing?
Well, I mean, that's part of the whole argument, of course, is, you know, how much regulation is reasonable for this sort of thing? And we'll start talking about ramifications in a second and whether or not there'll be a gun control argument and what it'll say. But before we go there, I do just want to say, whenever one of these things happens, you definitely start thinking about, well, what the fuck if I'd been there? What if it had been the theater I was in? Or my kids had been in? Or, you know, and you know, I mean, basically, you know, your head naturally goes, well, I would hide. I would do this. I would do that. But no, bullshit. You know, these people were sitting ducks. There was nothing to do. I mean, you know, certainly people hid it behind seats and stuff, but he was going up and down the aisles getting everybody he could, you know, and the people who were in the stadium seats, apparently there was a clean shot, and, you know.
Here's the other thing about this, right? You know, everybody argues about people carrying a weapon, you know, because it's able to defend himself.
I get that, but yeah, go ahead.
I'm sure that there was somebody with a gun in there that didn't even take it out, even try to take a shot. Okay, all right, which is my whole fucking point about this, that, you know, yeah, great. Oh, yeah, I want him for self-defense. You know, fucking self-defense, kiss my ass.
We haven't...
You've got a guy with fucking body armor, with all this kind of weaponry, like, going and shooting. What the fuck do you do? Unless you got a fucking, like...
In the dark with tear gas around, etc.
Right.
Now, and we have already heard this argument. There have been things that have been posted up, you know, with... you know, people saying, well, if concealed carry had been illegal, if blah, blah, blah. Now, this theater was a place where weapons aren't allowed, even if you have a permit, you know, and see, you know, he obviously didn't bring in his guns because the weapons weren't allowed by the theater, but, you know. One thing, before we start, in earnest talking about that thing, John Cole. They're different people. John Cole at Balloon Juice posted something on Friday, soon after this happened. The next 48 hours summarized for you in one short post.
Mm.
Republicans, guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Right.
Democrats, yes, but guns make it very easy to kill people in large quantities. He would not have been able to stab 71 people. Right. Republicans, stop trying to politicize this strategy. What we need are not fewer guns, but more guns. If only someone else in that theater had had a gun, they would have been able to stop him in his tracks. Democrats, yes, nothing could go wrong with crossfire in a dark theater. This is absurd. There's a clear lesson here, and we need to do something about the ease with which people get firearms. Republicans, there's no lesson to be learned. The guy was crazy. You can't stop every crazy person. Democrats, we could try to make it harder for crazy people to walk around with a shotgun, a rifle, two handguns, and gas canisters. Republicans, I knew Obama and you liberals were coming for our guns. Second Amendment! And then after 48 hours, the topic will die down as we move on to the next scandal tragedy du jour, and then we can have this exact same conversation again the next time someone murders a dozen people with a gun.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, I don't know if you've been watching this new show on HBO called The Newsroom. Okay,
I have not. I've
okay, you are a fucking idiot for missing it. I will tell
I've
you
heard
this.
People
okay.
talking about it.
All right, well, you're a fucking idiot for missing it. Go and fucking, like, I don't know. Do you have HBO?
We did. I think we might. I don't know. I'll look.
Okay, well, you can
we got one of these, you know, when we installed...
That's fine, whatever. Look, if you have HBO, you can download the HBO Go app, okay, and you can watch the episodes, okay? The last episode, before the shooting happened, was one thing that came up regarding all these people, you know, the fact that almost every Waco Republican had been going on for a time that Obama was to, you know, try to take everyone's guns, right? And one of the things that they had put up, which is, you know, was that the Brady, you know, what the hell's up? You remember, what's his name? Brady,
yes,
the secretary,
yes.
You know, under the Reagan administration that got shot. You know, so they have an anti-gun group that they've created, and they rate politicians on, you know, how good they are in, like, putting gun protection and controls. And that Obama has scored an F in every fucking category on this. Okay, all right? but that somehow Republicans still try to say that Obama is Mr. Anti-Gun.
Look, and here's the reality. here's the reality of the gun debate. The NRA got super powerful. They're less powerful now than they were. However, they've still got enough of a lock that nobody, you know, really wants to fight them. We put a lot of regulations in place. Guns are much more regulated than they were many decades ago. And we've sort of reached equilibrium. I mean, you know, we've got more gun control than the gun guys want. And we've got less gun control than the people who don't want guns want.
But even one of the things that, used to be a law that was allowed to expire like about eight years ago.
The assault weapon ban.
The assault weapons ban.
And
let's face it, would probably have saved a good number of lives.
It might have, but here are a couple things here. Well, first of all, Obama in the campaign did say, one of the things he campaigned on was bringing that back or whatever, but it's one of the things he hasn't touched at all, not one little bit since he got in office.
Yes.
Other priorities.
That's one of the reasons why he gets an F.
And again, the notion here is, you know, politically, it's poison to touch gun control, so Democrats don't do it anymore. The one person running for office here actually right here where I am, Darcy Berner, put something on Daily Kos saying it's time to have an adult conversation about gun control and
not gonna happen.
And blah blah blah. And you know, a lot of people are saying, "Well, there goes her chances at being elected. She's done now." You know, we'll see. But look, here's the thing. Whenever we have one of these things, there's this instinct to react. And I don't deny that a lot of the arguments that people make, and yes, if we'd banned the assault weapons, you know, this might not have happened, blah, blah, blah. And frankly, I don't see any real reason, well, I'll get into that, real reason not to ban them, except, of course, what I consider the real reason for the Second Amendment, which is to have the ability to stage a rebellion against the U.S. government if the need arises. But anyway, you kind of need nukes for that, so we should be able to have everything. But anyway.
Oh, we should have nukes at home? Oh, okay, cool. Great idea.
I always say that to be hyperbolic whenever this topic comes up.
Well, I could like some nukes at home. That could come in handy.
I should be able to buy my own, you know, nukes.
Personal nuke. Yep.
Strategic bombers, fighter jets, whatever I want.
Absolutely. Yes.
Anyway, but background to all this conversation. The rate of violent death in America peaked in 1980 and has been going down precipitously ever since. It is now half of what it was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, gun ownership also has been going down precipitously. Also peaked just before 1980 and has been going down precipitously since then. You know, it's the percent of households with a gun in the home was over 50% in 1980. It's now down to around a third, 33% or so. Violent death in America, the murder rate was at 10 people per 100,000, above 10 people per 100,000 in 1980. It's now down to 20. You know, whenever we start having these things where, oh my God, look at this, there's somebody shooting. We need to put it in the background of, you know, we may hear about it more, and we may, you know, and yes, there are these sort of mass events every few months, you know, and I saw someone put out a list of them, and it really is, like every 3 or 4 months, there's somewhere where somebody walks into somewhere and just starts shooting.
Well, like we had that one, wasn't it in Norway that we had that huge event?
Exactly 1 year ago today as we record this was the one in Norway, but I'm talking about even within the U.S. Every few weeks, about once a month, there's something like this that happens. Now, there are different scales, and obviously this is apparently the biggest one on record. In the U.S., there have been bigger ones internationally, you know, and going back further. There was one in a school, I believe in Canada, maybe, that was even bigger than this.
Anyway, yeah, right.
It was a long time ago, though, so people don't remember it as much. But anyway, something like this happens every few months, and people, of course, react much more strongly when you have a bunch of deaths at once. But that's not really rational. You know, you have to look at the overall numbers and what's the trend. We are so much safer now in terms of this kind of stuff. And even if you restrict it to gun violence, you're safer than you were decades ago. The trend is going in the right direction. And, you know, I don't know, like, do we need to have all sorts of reactions and change laws and do this and do that? I don't know. Like, these get lots of attention because, of course, they're dramatic and you think about, oh my God, what if I was there and a whole bunch of people died at once? But the reality is the deaths from this kind of, well, I shouldn't say this kind of thing, violent death in America is on a dramatic decline.
Yes, that's true.
You know, we are so much safer than we used to be. And these are isolated incidents that, you know, sure, they get a lot of attention, but they're very much outliers. They're very much unlikely. The chance of you going into a movie theater and getting shot is infinitesimal. Yes, it happened to some people on Friday, and it's horrible. No question about it, or Thursday, whenever it was. It's absolutely a horrible thing, but we shouldn't react based on, you know, the visceral emotional reaction that comes out of this kind of thing. You gotta look coldly at it. I mean, like, the worst possible thing, you've seen reports already, increased security at movie theaters, people banning costumes at movie theaters, because of course people were all dressed up for the Batman premiere, and they speculate that part of how this guy got in, you know, he was all dressed up in his damn body armor and stuff, and people thought it was just a costume for the show. You know, But you know, so theaters are banning costumes, or at least some costumes. Like, I think they said threatening costumes or something like that. Or costumes that make people uncomfortable from a lot of movie theaters. Come on! Yeah, it's ridiculous. The next thing are you going to start putting TSA scanners at every movie theater? At every mall? At every place where people come together in public? That's where this stuff leads, but it's ridiculous. It's stupid. You know, it's stupid for the airplanes too, but, you know, you got to do a risk reward kind of thing. And, you know, these are infinitesimal risks. We can't, like, turn everything upside down to support them. I don't know.
Well,
rant
we'll
over
see.
Your
turn. I mean,
and the reality is probably not much will happen. The theaters will react with some stuff, but the politics of such is, you know,
One thing that happened here was that, not that it makes much of a difference. I mean, I'm sure he probably could have come in through the front door, but he came through apparently through a back door.
No. So he came in with the theater goers. He bought a ticket and came in with the theater goers. Then he propped open the exit and went back out to get his ammo.
Open the exit. Okay, I see.
He came in with everybody. He propped open the emergency exit, went out to the parking lot to get all his equipment.
I didn't get that part. Okay, all right. Well, now that we got around the political debate, go back around the what the fuck was going through this guy's head, man? I mean, and I'm like, I don't know. It just seems like nobody had picked up that this guy was, I mean, I don't know, I guess not his family nor anybody. I mean, how does a guy go and get to this point, I guess? It's just, it's a little bit mind-boggling,
well,
at least to me.
The standard answer is, well, there's something wrong with the dude.
I guess.
You never know. It all depends. There's a whole debate about whether, you know, some people sort of are like, well, the fact that somebody does something like this automatically, they've got to be insane. I mean, no sane person would ever do this.
Really?
But then there's the question of, well, what do you really mean by that? And then, you know, if he was, you know, there's certainly the possibility that, yeah, he had something in him that didn't get the sympathy with others part of life. But, you know, it could have been rational and calculating and knew. I mean, obviously he planned this out for months. It's not like, you know,
right.
He was.
It's not like he decided to just go out today. I mean, he'd been planning it for a long time.
Yeah. And so, you know, who knows? I mean, and the thing is, there's no notion yet that there was any political motivation, anything like that. It's like he just wanted to go kill people.
Unbelievable. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been reading about it, like looking, and it's like just not absolutely a hint of. Well, I guess the guy didn't really interact with that many people, so nobody really knew what the fuck was going through his head in the first place.
Well, yeah, he was a grad student. He had to interact with some people, but, yeah.
Well, I mean, but they've tried to interview a number of these people, and none of them have said that he's either friends with them or something or whatever. He just came to school, he did his thing, he left.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't know. Well, not much that we could do about it. I mean, unfortunately, except feels... You know, bad for the victims, I guess, and you know, hope. You know, like you said, I mean,
and if you haven't read it, I did post a link to you read about the one of the women who was killed here. Was also at the scene of the Toronto mall shooting
yes,
a few months
yes,
ago.
Yes, I saw that.
And she apparently left there seconds before the shooting started at the other mall. And wrote a blog post on it. It's Jessica Redfield. And if you search for, you know, Jessica Redfield last blog post, you'll read her blog. And it's one of these, you know, how thankful I was. I walked out just in time. And I had this strange feeling. And I walked out and et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, a month later or whatever, she's here.
Talk about Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, you're talking about bad luck. I mean, my Lord.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, that's all we have to say about this one, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, on the things like assault weapon bans and things like that, like I said, I'm wrapping it up and then don't. My final thought is, like, I really am somewhat conflicted. Like, I've always been one. I don't believe in guns. Bottom line, I don't see any real legitimate reason for most people to have them. I don't buy the hunting argument. I don't buy the self-defense argument for sure. The self-defense argument, every study that's ever been done says that you're far more likely to accidentally injure yourself or a family member than actually successfully use a gun in self-defense. Or an assaulter will use it against you. You know, and maybe people can argue, but if you're really well trained, blah, 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 most people aren't. Okay. But I just don't buy any of those real arguments. As I sort of alluded to earlier, the one argument I kind of do see actually really is in the case of an oppressive government, there is a legitimate need to be able to overthrow that government. But the reality is, if you're in a country like the United States, guns ain't gonna do that. You know, if you actually needed to defend yourself against the freaking U.S. military, having a handgun isn't gonna do a damn
thing. Yeah, not exactly, no, yeah.
You know, and I don't seriously advocate for private ownership of nuclear weapons. It's just hyperbole. But, right. Like... Could I be convinced, and like, I understand the rationale of, like, we have a Second Amendment, we want people to be able to have their firearms, defend themselves, blah, 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 but it really is something that was aimed at, you know, the society of several centuries ago, and loses a lot of its relevance in modern day, because, like I said, it's not enough to defend against the government, so what's really the point? I don't know. I could be convinced on much tighter gun regulation. I'm not totally convinced. And my biggest reason I'm not totally convinced is I'm not sure it's necessary. And those stats that I gave earlier are why. Because even without that kind of thing, murder rates have been declining, gun ownership has been declining. Let those trends continue. You don't have to be, you know, heavy-handed about it. And I've certainly seen some studies that show when you do it piecemeal with, like, one city banning things or whatever, it's not really effective because, of course, anybody who wants a gun can still get it by driving a few miles, getting the gun, and bringing it back. So, anyway. Okay, now let's take a break.
Let's break it up.
We'll be back and talk about either the election or Syria. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll be back after this.
Ready for the test, Dracula?
I'm ready.
Frankenstein,
then
let us begin.
Creepy Classics celebrates the classic horror and science fiction films from the silent era through the 1960s, and retro TV horror from the 1950s to the 1970s. Visit creepyclassics.com for all your classic video needs. And when you buy something, tell Ron that the curmudgeons say hello.
And here we are. Election or Syria, Yvonne? Election or Syria?
Let's go into the election now. Here's one thing I got. Okay, all right, on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being invited August 14th to a Democratic primary election for Florida. Didn't we already have a primary in Florida for the Republicans?
You had the presidential primary. This is local primaries.
So the local primaries... Okay, so that included, like, for House and Senate.
No, I believe the one that was earlier
because
was
there's no,
only
no, actually, yeah, no, it doesn't, because here's, I got here for Senator of the United States.
Right, yeah, see, what happens is, people play with the date for the presidential primaries, because there's all this cachet about being early, but they leave the regular primaries later, so that the local guys can have more time to organize, figure out what they're doing, because, like, it doesn't make sense if you're running for a small local office to have the primaries in freaking March for an election in November.
Well, then I'm fucking confused at all shit about this. Because I got... so they sent me a sample ballot over the mail, right? Okay,
yeah.
Which I got. So I got the Senate here. The thing is that the guy for Congress that it says here... I don't know any of these two guys. I know the one guy the one guy that I heard running for it.
I don't see
him on there.
So here's what's probably confusing you. This is the first election with new districts based on the census redistricting. So all your congressional districts are going to be different than they were in the last election.
What the fuck? So I'm totally confused.
So you have some research to do.
I know, that's what I've been trying to do.
I got this thing yesterday.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I got mine within the last couple days, too, my sample ballot and such. And it turns out, apparently, Brandy didn't change her voter registration, so she's going to miss out on the primary. I'm sure she'll cry. But she'll get set up for the general election. But one interesting thing we have here is they changed the districts around, and then we had one of the congressmen resign to go do something else. And so we've got, I actually think, I'm not sure if I'm in both the old and new district, but in one of the districts, it has a bunch of the same people running for the first congressional district in Washington. There is one election for the last month of the congressional position for the old first district. And then there's an election for starting in January for the new first district in Washington.
Oh, fuck. Make it a little bit more confusing. Why don't you?
With essentially the same people running, but not quite.
Your Democratic candidates. Okay, here we go. Okay, let me see. Yeah.
And I must reiterate, I said this on one of the shows that you weren't in, but I'm disappointed that I won my position unopposed, and so I'm not going to appear on the ballot.
So am I on fucking... I thought I was in District 18. What am I...
Again, this is the first election with the new district. So all the districts moved around. So you may have
to be
in a new district.
Well, that means I don't have Alan West anymore as my representative. Yes!
Well,
you do
for a few more months.
Yes! I got rid of that asshole! I didn't even have to vote him out!
Anyway... So...
Well, that's good news. That's why I was so confused.
Yeah. Anyway, because I got that that Republican position, I'm getting all kinds of stuff on their mailing lists, and oh my god. Anyway, moving forward. Let's talk national election.
Okay.
The big thing of the last week was you didn't build that.
Didn't. Oh.
Were you thinking of something else? What were you thinking about?
I you know what? I don't know. There's so much stuff around, but yeah, the what about, yeah, I didn't see it get as much play as I thought it as some people made out to be, I guess.
Well, and I guess this is all depends on where you're looking again. Now you're a swing state, so you should be getting a ton of advertising.
We are. Okay.
And you haven't gotten the ads on this yet?
No.
Okay, because they just started a couple days ago. But like, basically, as background, Obama gave a speech. Part of what he said.
Yeah, and I read the whole quote, and it's just. But yeah. This is the election, so you can manipulate anything. Yep.
What we talked about, and we've talked about this before, is the whole out of context quotes things. The quote that he's being dragged over the coals for is, "If you have a small business, you didn't build that."
Right, but of course, what he said before getting split, and what he was talking about infrastructure, roads, and other things which a small business depends on. The small businessman didn't build that. That's what he was saying, not that you didn't build a business, you fucking idiots.
And we've said before these kinds of things, and like, Romney is getting really good at these. But Obama's been pushing them too. I mean, both sides have been taking these stupid, out of context quotes and making hay out of them. And it's bullshit. It's absolute it's just total bullshit on both sides.
On both sides, I gotta totally agree. It's on both sides. This is not just a. This is definitely not just.
And you could argue what we were talking about last week on the Bain stuff is bullshit too, but I think that has a little bit more substance.
The Bain stuff has more substance because it's. I think that, look, like I said about the Bain stuff. Hey, I'm even okay with. Okay, the reality is that, but there's a lot of Americans that aren't. And if you're going to stand up there and be the flag bearer for capitalism, and you owned a company that you were CEO of until really 2002, and they did all that stuff, and you're supposedly the fucking like flag bearer for capitalism, and you're not willing to defend it, I mean, he's just being an idiot simply because there was somebody else that was saying this. It's like, why don't you just defend it? It's what your company did. I mean, it's what any company would do. It's what any CEO of any major company would do. And you're standing over there like, if you defend it, then I guess you're going to lose more votes. I mean, that's the only question. You're not defending it on principle. You just don't want to defend it because you think it'll cost you votes.
So anyway, the Bain date he left controversy and even will you release your taxes controversy, at least there's a seed of like real substance there. All this back and forth on quotes that are taken out of context... It's just total bullshit on both sides.
By the way, even Bill Clinton this week, he was asked about the tax returns, and he said the same thing that I did. He said, I don't really think there's going to be a big smoking gun on anything that you'll find in his tax returns. What I don't get is why he just doesn't want to release them.
And somebody's pointed out that even the tax return he has returned, he hasn't returned released. He hasn't returned all of the documents that go with it. Like, so he released the basic stuff you turn into the IRS, but there's some supplemental forms that are also required that he ignored. So he hasn't actually released a full set of his taxes at all yet, even for the year he says he has. But again, I think the key here is he has somehow calculated, and this was George Will said this well, but he has somehow calculated that releasing these are going to be more damaging than continuing to fight about them for the next few months, which makes everybody wonder what the hell is in there.
The hell is it that he wants to hide?
Because as you've said, we know he pays a low tax rate. We know he has foreign investments. We know he had foreign bank accounts. All that was in the first set of documents he released. Right. So, like... Are we just going to see more of that? And if so, why is he really worried about that? So what the hell else is it? Now, there's been some speculation that part of it was that in some years he actually paid zero taxes. He's denied that. He says he hasn't paid zero. And of course, someone asked, well, was it $1? Was it $2? But you know, that's one speculation. Another speculation is, you know, details of exactly what his overseas Swiss investments were a few years ago. Another speculation is it's going to reveal just how much he gives to the Mormon Church, because it's almost certain that he at very least does the minimum tithing, which is 10% that this church requires, but he may well give much more than that.
What's fine? Who cares? I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, these are just, well, the thing is that would, if that was the case, for instance, it would bring front and center his Mormonism, which is, which there are certain parts of the country.
Well,
that
I don't know.
I know, but it's like it's not like it's a secret he's a Mormon.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just leading to the speculation, and it's like people are like, rip off the damn Band-Aid. I saw one speculation that might be smart, where someone said, maybe they're being smart and doing, you know, a feint here where they're goading Obama into punching him and punching him and punching him and punching him on the taxes. And then one day he's like, okay, here they are. And there's nothing there, and makes Obama look stupid.
Mm. I don't know. This whole thing, it's dragged out too long. It's getting really weird. If he keeps dragging it out, it's just going to get weirder. That's what I think about this right now. Okay? That's how I think. He could have nipped it in the bud already. Just go over there and fucking fucking report him, and that's it. We just keep having this discussion.
So, I mean, expect at some point there will be a Friday night news dump with the rest of his taxes.
Maybe. Who knows?
Or he'll keep fighting it to the end.
I know.
Just for completeness on the update, the my model of the Electoral College did move for the first time in several weeks a couple days ago. Slight improvement for Obama. Everybody wins the states they're ahead in, still hasn't moved substantially since February, but Romney's best case got a little bit worse. Right now, the current status, and I'll start just taking 2 minutes to give the current status on most shows, I guess. The current status is Obama 332, Romney 206, according to my model. Romney's best case, if he wins all the close states, is winning 304 to 234. Obama's best case, if he wins all of the close states, is 368 to 170. I will say here that winning all of the close states by either side is highly unlikely. Highly unlikely that either side will actually sweep all the close states. The intention of these best cases for both guys is kind of the absolute outliers. Anything right outside that margin, not even possible. Don't even think about it. Of course, also, I should point out, this model that I give is always the if the election was held today, which, of course, it is not, and things can happen. Okay, anything else to say on the election?
Well, one thing that I was going to mention, okay, that yesterday, you know, came up because I was watching a comedy show of all things, and they mentioned this, okay, and I didn't realize this, okay. You and I had never discussed this, that Mitt Romney's dad was born in Mexico?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, he was
American. And that apparently, that his grandfather...
He was an American citizen, but
yeah,
he was
and that his grandparents had actually moved
fled
to Mexico.
The country.
Right.
His grandparents left the country because of the increasingly strict laws against polygamy.
Right.
Yes.
And so Romney's grandfather wanted to fuck around. He couldn't do it in the U.S., so he decided to go off to Mexico.
Yep.
And then his father was then born in Mexico.
But was an American citizen because his parents were American citizens.
I guess, right.
And then
okay
moved back, and Romney was, and our current Romney was born in the United States.
Okay.
Except, of course, that his tax returns will show that he was born in Kenya. But, yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah. joke from last week from Matthew Iglesias.
Of course.
Anything else to mention? One of the things here, you will know that Obama's getting desperate if he starts running ads about Romney's dad being from Mexico.
No, I just think the reason I just thought it was kind of fun, I mean, it's just, well, it's a little bit more than funny. I mean, it's just that, let's face it, I mean, Mr. Anti-Immigrant, let's face it, his father went and fucking moved back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico's family, it's like an open border, and of course he's now, like, basically sounds like Michelle Bachmann on The Stump, talking about immigration.
Yeah. Well, anyway, although it's not a big issue, I think he mostly avoids the topic.
But when he's talks about it, it's like fucking like he pulled like, her basically playbook on it. I just thought it's just ridiculous. But anyway.
He has shown some softness on the Dream Act stuff. Like he didn't go into a full.
That's right. That's true. When Obama went and did that whole he did the executive order. He didn't he didn't go ape shit on it or something. Yeah. As a lot of people did. So
anyway, let's take a break and we'll talk briefly about Syria before wrapping the show up. We will be back after this.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
And we are back. Yvonne's trying to figure out what district.
I'm still trying to figure this damn thing out.
You should just be able to go to your state voter registration site,
well,
put in your address.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the map right now.
The new map or the old map?
Yeah, I think I finally pulled the new map because... What the fuck? I guess I am in District 22.
There you go.
Okay. All right. I think.
Well, whatever you got the ballot for is probably where you are.
I'm sure it is. I just want to understand what the hell District 22 is.
Now,
my confusion is why...
It's really simple here, Yvonne. Every 10 years, they have a census.
I know that part. I know that part, okay? It's just that they... Oh, what a crazy gerrymander they did to this fucking district. Oh, this is so fucked up. Oh, crap.
Yeah, districts are very often not what you would think.
Oh, my God. What a clusterfuck.
Anyway, Yvonne.
Okay.
Syria.
Yeah.
The main news in Syria has basically been it's been a bad week for Assad.
Well, that massive bomb that they put in town. Fuck.
Exactly. There's an article in a foreign policy blog. Let me find it real quick. Called "Blowing Up the Death Star" by Mitch Prothero. It's for anybody looking for it. It's at foreignpolicy.com. Search for "Blowing Up the Death Star." Basically, it says that this bomb attack in the middle of Damascus is sort of the rebels' equivalent of blowing up the Death Star in Star Wars, because in the past they basically Damascus was safe.
There are
a few things along the edges, but most of the conflicts that have been going on have been in outlying cities. The capital was safe, And here comes the rebels set off an explosion. Initial reports were that it was a suicide bomber. The rebels insist it was a remotely detonated bomb, not a suicide bomber. The Assad administration says it was a suicide bomber. So who knows? But the key is they went into a central area of the city and blew up a bunch of high-level government officials involved with Assad's security apparatus. The defense minister, some people involved with the secret police, an assistant vice president, you know, one of Assad's brothers-in-law, who was a quote-unquote strong man for the regime, etc. A bunch of high-level officials. And the rebels have sort of kept it up with attacks right in the heart of Damascus. So and by the way, most people have, including the UN agencies, have started to say, okay, forget anything else. This is a civil war. Let's not even pretend right. It's anything else. This is a civil war. This is not just. And so there's conflict in both sides. There have been civilians killed on both sides. There's hints coming of, ethnic aspects to this, where people are assumed to be supporters based on, ethnic groups and other things. And to some degree, by the way, that is, not necessarily justifiable on an individual basis, but this is one of the situations where the ruling class was not the same as the majority of the population. And so you've got lots of possibility for, hey, if Assad falls, there might be a lot of people taking revenge on a more general population than just Assad and his direct minions. And so it's a mess. And we've said before, this is a mess. And, Assad may be horrible, but, that doesn't say that the rebels are squeaky clean, wonderful people either. However, There have been reports that at this point also that the U.S. government has given up on the diplomatic track and is now just funneling money to the rebels. And there's been that's been backed up by, while the rebels won't give their source, they've all of a sudden got a shitload more money and equipment than they did.
That's right.
I wonder, where did that come from?
Oh, I don't know. I think I think they found an oil well.
Yeah, must have. Must have.
Yep.
So... Yep. Anyway, so Assad is looking more tipsy than he was, but there have also been reports that, the Assad regime has given notice to the West that says, I'm at my limit. If this stuff continues, I will use chemical weapons.
Against whom? What, in Damascus? You know what? Kiss my ass. Listen, this thing is so out of control, and they are so much in front of his face that where the fuck is he going to use the chemical weapons that's not going to wind up coming back and bite him in the ass?
He might not care.
Yeah. Well, maybe he wants to go into a suicide thing. Okay.
Well, look, this is another one of those things where when we talked about this with Gaddafi, why the fuck didn't you just get out when the getting was good?
I know.
6 months ago, 9 months ago.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, six. Alex just joined us.
Yes.
If he had said...
Shush.
Shush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking. Anyway, if he had said, I want to go into a nice, luxurious retirement somewhere, someone would have set him up.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, absolutely. And he could have gotten... I mean, shit, he'd be sitting in the south of France drinking pina coladas.
Yeah, and same thing. Gaddafi had the same option. He could have just said, "Okay, fine. I've had a good run. I'm done. I'm getting up there in years. I'm just gonna go kick back somewhere, live in luxury for the rest of my life." And he would have been set. But no, he decides he wants to hang on, and blah blah blah. Now at this point, Assad has in the last 6 to 9 months done so much that that's almost not an option anymore. Even if he raised his hands and said, okay, I'm out, chances are he'd be put on trial at The Hague for war crimes or something. He wouldn't get the rich life of luxury anymore. Maybe Russia would still pull him out for that. He might still have that Russian option. But for the most part, the time to get out, if you were going to get out, is very narrow now, if it still exists. It probably still exists, but it's very narrow. And so now he's getting more and more into a position where, okay, instead of that, he's just looking for... Either he actually manages to crush the opposition, which is looking less likely, or he's going to get shot in the head. You know?
Very, could be. Could
and,
be.
And, like, look... And this, I remember when he took over from his father. There was some talk about, okay, he's going to liberalize Syria because, like, what was his training? He's, like, either a dentist or a veterinarian or something by training. Something like that. And it's like, oh, you know, well, you know, he'll be good. You know, he'll open things up because he's got Western training and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, none of that happened. You know, and so, you know, I don't know. If he wants to stay alive and stay happy, he's been taking exactly the wrong tact for it. Instead, he's playing the, you know, I want to end up a martyr.
Well, he may just, you know, we may just grant him his wish.
Or he may win.
He may win, he but may, who knows?
You know, so. Any other thoughts on Syria?
I mean, I just think that, I mean, you know, we talked about this before. I mean, this is like, I think people have been trying to minimize what the conflict is. This is a fucking full-scale raging civil war.
And it's one, I should say, that has the potential to expand outside Syria.
Yes.
Because
oh, yeah.
Syria supports... For instance, Hezbollah in Lebanon is
Lebanon, yeah,
is very closely tied, and there are other places where
they're big allies
over.
With the Iranians as well.
And part of the conflict is going to Turkey. Apparently, the border with Turkey is essentially open now because the rebels took over at least one border crossing, and there's just tons and tons of refugees pouring into Turkey every day, including people defecting from the regime. You know, so Turkey's involved whether they want to be or not. I mean, they had one of their planes shot down, for God's sake.
Right.
You know, so it has the potential of expanding. And so, you know, you got... And like we said, who knows? Even if Assad falls, who knows what comes next? I mean, there may be complete chaos for a while. So, Right. Anyway.
Well...
That's the show?
By the way, I figured out where I am. I did confirm the good news. I don't have Alan West anymore! Fucking A, yes!
Congratulations.
He got redistricted out way north! Yes! I don't have to listen to that douchebag supposedly representing me. Oh, God, yes.
There you go. And as Alex starts a game on my iPhone, we'll close it up for the show. Thank you all for listening. We've been doing 3 segments the last couple of shows. It's been a little bit shorter. Feedback on whether or not you like that, guys. Let us know.
Feedback or anything, for God's sakes. Jeez, come on, guys.
I did get feedback. I did
you
get feedback.
You fucking loser! You didn't say anything about this!
I forgot. Hold on, let me pull it up real quick. Let me pull it up. It was short and sweet, but it was like a sentence.
Okay, well, that's better. I like it anyway. What is it?
I'm getting it. Hold on. I have to find it. Here it is. Okay. I was talking to somebody about something else, and he says, by the way, in the middle of the latest podcast right now, the episode name should have been Justin Bieber Got Blown Up by a Drone Strike. I laughed out loud at that comment. And I actually replied back to him that that Justin Bieber thing was actually a riff Obama did himself at one point. And it turns out, I looked it up, it wasn't Justin Bieber, it was the Jonas Brothers. He made a joke about how his daughters really liked the Jonas Brothers and they were in the audience, but don't get any ideas because he had one word for them: predator drones. Or he said 2 words. He did it right. I screwed it up. And he got a lot of flack at that time, at the time, for that, about joking about killing people with drones. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, that's the show. Thank you for joining us. Email me at abelsmay@abelsmay.com. Tune in next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Raga.
Yeah.
Bye.
Tita. Yep.
Tita. Okay, bye-bye.
Gaga.
Well, the train's pulling out of the station. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the button to hang up. Okay, bye!